We're on the Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom. The Nazir Olam Heichaksiv, where is there a hint to an Indian of Nazir Olam that's allowed, that he's allowed to take a haircut from time to time, and each time he does, he has to bring the Karbanos that a Nazir brings at the end of the term. And then he resumes and becomes a Nazir again throughout his life. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. Shenehemar, Vayehi Miketz Arboim Shona, Vayomer Avshalom El HaMelech, El Chono V'Ashalim Es Nidri, Asher Nodarti L'Hashem B'Chevron. And what's it called? That he wanted to Mishalom his Neder, which was Noder, and the Chazal had a Kabbalah that was Nazirus. And it was the end of the 40 years that, from the time that the Malchus was Nisqadish. V'Ashalim Es Nidri. Yeah. Ashinodarti Heiner Karbonos Nazirus. He wants to go and bring his Karbonos Nazirus. So okay. Umegaleach echo the Shnei Masar Chodesh. So how do you know that he's Megaleach once every 12 months? That's what the Gemara has this Shita, Shneamar, Vayehi Miketz Yomim Liyomim. It says at the end of what's it called Yomim Liyomim. So Gemara says, what does that mean? What's it called Yomim Liyomim? The Yolif Yomim Yomim Bote Orechoma. We learn Yomim Yomim Xerishova from Bote Orechoma. Right? Mahosim Yudbeis Chodesh. Over there, by Bote Orechoma, you can redeem it within the first year. So Yomim Yomim means, what's it called? 1 year. So to over here, he took a haircut from Yerosh. Back on the Omud before. The Yolif Yomim Yomim Mibate Orichoma, Dechsiv Hosam, Yomim Tiagulasam. You have a year to be Goel the Bate Orichoma, otherwise it remains Mukhlet in the hands of the person who bought it. It doesn't go out to be Yovel anymore. Malahalan Yud Beis Chodesh, Receive Admalos Lo Shona Tamima, in a full year, 12 months. So that's why we know that he can take a haircut, yes, from 12 months to 12 months. Rab Nehurai Omer, Megaleach Achas L'Lamed Yom. No, takes a haircut every 30 days. Rab Yossi Omer, Megaleach Me'erev Shabbos. You can take a haircut every week. Right? Shekein Matzina with Bnei Malachim, Shemegalchim Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. That Bnei Malachim used to take a haircut every week. A king takes a haircut every day. But the Bnei Malachim used to take from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, and Avshalom was me Bnei Malachim.
So what's the Kiddush of the Pasuk?
What?
What's the Kiddush of the Pasuk that he told the Melech, I'm going to Elchanav Hashem Es Nedarai?
No, that's the Korbanos.
Yeah, but he brought a Korban every week also. He brought Korbanos.
Yeah, could be.
So Eichon,
no, but that, this Man Yomer holds every year. Right. Okay, my time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say every 12 months? Yolif Mibote Orechoma. I have a Rebbe who the Omer Ein Yomim Pchusim Mishnayim. Right? That you can't redeem it if less than 2 days have passed by since it was sold. You have to wait 2 days and then you have a year. So it says, what's it called? So, over there it says, Yomim, what's it called? Yomim, Tehei Geulaso. We learn from that two things. One, the year, and that not less than 2 days. So let's learn that you can, what's it called, take haircut every 2 days. Marissa, no. Hai Gzereshova Mishum Covid Gomir. Marissa, there's a Svara also. It's that his hair gets too heavy, too big, and then he can cut it. In 2 days, nobody's hair gets too big. There's no such thing that it's called too much hair in 2 days. A week we find by Bnei Malachim that it was more than, it was overgrown. And a month we find, but we never find 2 days. Mar says, Ve'ema Be'ishonim, so maybe 2 years. Because it says, Yomim Yomima. Yomim is at least two years. Dechsivai Himikech Nasayim Yomim. And also we have a pasuk that says, Yomim together with Nasayim, 2 years, Miketz. We learn the Gzereshava Yomim Yomim from Yomim that don't have Shnosayim together with it to Yomim that don't have Shnosayim, but not to learn the Al Yochiach Zesh Yeshim Oshanim. The Gemara says ve'im alamid yom, maybe 30 days. Tichshiv ad chodesh yomim, right? It says chodesh yomim, so you see yomim is used in conjunction with 30 days. The Gemara says no, don in yomim she'ini weim chadashim and yomim she'ini me chadashim. We learn yomim to yomim, not yomim and chodesh yomim. Okay. Ve'al yochir ze she'yesh imo chadashim. Okay. The Gemara says ve'im mayhacha mi yomim yomima, right? That by Yiftach's daughter. They used to go to be menachem her miyomim yomima, right? So Mar says donim yomim miyomim vein donim yomim miyomima. Same thing. We learn it from yomim, not from yomim yomima. Mar says umay nafkamina. What difference does it make if it's exactly the same or not? V'hatana dver bishmoel v'shova koin uboa koin zuhi shuva zuhi bia. Right? That we don't have to be medayik and exerishova the exact same word, as long as it's the same. So over here, for sure, it's the same Inyan. Why shouldn't we be able to learn these other Gzeres Shavas and make it different than 12 months? Mar says, no, honey, mila hecha deleka dedomile. When do you learn Gzeres Shava, even if it's not the exact same word, if you don't have anything more similar? Right, but here, aval hecha deika dedomile, me dedomile yafinan. But where there's something exactly like it, and other words that are not exactly like it, you learn it from the one that's exactly like it. See the Rosh? V'harebi hu da omar hasam be'erchin ein yomim chusim mishnayim she'ein hamocher yochel legal toch beis yomim. Once he sells it, he has to wait 2 days before he can redeem it back, and then he has a year to redeem it. V'dorish yomim kipashte l'tchilas gula. He darshins also yomim, not only to mean that he has a year, but kipshuto, 2 days, that before he can start redeeming it. The dorish leishon of sof geula. He learns from the yomim two things. One, the end of when you can redeem it, and when the beginning of you can redeem it. And the first one is you 2 days, and the second is a year. Lesof geula, vishom desiv ad malos loshana tmima, right? So therefore, what's it called? So let's say that it's 2 days, the beginning, not the end. Dalid yom bishana lahainu migimul chadashim legimul chadashim. Right. So the Gemara once asked from Yiftach's daughter that Yisrael Menachem her every 3 months, 4 times a year, every 3 months. Zuhi shiva zuhi bia. The Gemara says, Amaisa, what difference does it make if it's exactly the same words? For Xerishava, we see it doesn't have to be the same words at all. Right? Even Vishava Kohen, Uboa Kohen, which are the same idea, you learn one from the other. Ma Bia Cholets the coats of Itach, and the Gemara over there learns, just like when he comes the first time, they take off the plaster, they take off the stones, and what's it called, and replaster it. The Nosin Lo Shavu, and you give another week, Rav Hezker. Av Shiva, when he comes back, the same thing. Cholets the coats of Itach, the Nosin Lo Shavu. So it's really a 3 week period, which the Torah doesn't speak about that second week, but since it says, Shava coin, Uboa coin, just like when you came the first time, you take away the heart of the stones and replaster it, the second time he comes back, the same thing. You're not machlit the house. If it's still there, it didn't spread, you again take apart the stones and replaster it and wait another week. Afogab the lo domi tevos lahadodi, since they're not exactly the same words, the shavu ba, kiva de mashmuusan chad, since the idea is the same, you can learn one from the other. Kadorish libigzereshava. There's a dilma dalid yarche chad zimna utre yarche chad zimna. We get this yet? Yeah. Yes, Mar says medolya finan. Ika di amre minoya dinan de chol talta yarchin. If we not learn from Yiftach's daughter, who said that they did it evenly spaced out? They did it 4 times a year. Who said every 3 months? Right? Dilma arba zimni bishata. Right? Maybe what's it called? 4 times a year, but not spaced out equally. Arba yachin chazimna. First they waited 4 months. Train yachin bechazimna. Then another 2 months. Right? And so on. So how do you know that the person, what's it called? Therefore, it's not even amount of times. By Yiftach, we don't learn from there. Because the Nazir, the Chora, cuts his hair at even intervals. And there, it wasn't even intervals possible. Therefore, you don't learn from Yiftach's daughter. The Rosh Dilma Dal Yorchi Chadzimna, Utrei Yorchi Chadzimna, Beis Yomim Harishonim Hoyu Mi Arba Chadoshim, right? First ones, the first time that they went to see her was after 4 months. Ladalit Chadoshim, Ubeis Achronim, the first two were at 4 month intervals, and the last two, four times a year, were at 2 month intervals. So altogether 12 months. Hilka Shakin and Kra the Loma Farish, the Alfina Mikra the Mefurish. Since it's not, we don't know what the intervals were. Were they 4 month intervals, 2 month intervals? That's possible. So better to learn from a pasuk where it says clearly what's it called, even intervals all the time. Okay. Okay, later. Rab Nuroi Omer Migaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. Rab Nuroi says that the Nazir Olam takes a haircut once every 30 days. My time gabi kohanim by mishum covid. Hachanami ika covid. Why does a kohen take a haircut every month? Because he shouldn't have an overgrowth of hair. Same thing over here. When his hair gets overgrown, he can take a haircut. Rabbi Yossi Omer megalech me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Right? My ika beinei l'sharachui l'chora. Then if that's the case, then he's like every other, what's it called, every other b'nei melachim. Avshalom, right? Why did he wasn't different than anybody? Where does it nicker? He's a nazir. All his brothers who were b'nei melachim took a haircut every week. So did he. So what's the difference? Mara says no, there's a difference. Yontif shecholios be'em sheshabbos. If a yontif fell in the middle of the week, so his achui megalchin, they would take lekavod yontif, but he wasn't allowed to take it until he had a full week's growth of hair. So he couldn't take it lekavod yontif. He had to wait till the end of the week. Who lo megaleach? Inami legluche min safra demali shabsa. Right? Every Friday they would take a haircut. So, what's it called? Shaila is, when could he take the haircut? He had to take the haircut at the end of the day. And they could take the haircut in the morning of Friday. Because they were taking it, that's covered Shabbos. He was taking it because he had a growth of hair, of a week's growth of hair. He had to wait till the end of the day. He couldn't wait till the afternoon. He had to take a haircut at the afternoon. Where it says, "Honey, arboim shana ma'aviditai," which says that he, at the end of 40 years, that's when he wanted to go, and he said to take leave of his father and go to Hebron, which really he wanted to make a revolt over there. Rav Nurai Omer Mishum Rav Yeshua Lekeitz Mem Shana Sheshal HaMelech. This was the anniversary of the 40th anniversary of when they asked for a king. Tana Osa Shana Sheshal HaMelech Hushnas Eser L'Shmuel HaRamosi. The year they asked for the king was in the 10th year of Shmuel, and this, when Avshalom wanted to make his revolt, was 40 years from the time that they asked for a king. See, the Rosh explains it. My time agabi kohanim mishum deika covid, the kohanim gufai yalfin and para. How do we know the kohanim take a haircut every month? We learn if para mi nazir. We learn a taka from nazir, regular nazir. The megalchin lelamid yom b'sanhedrin, because it says gadol para roshon. It says over there para lo yishalechu. They can't have a para, and he has to have at least 30 days of being a nazir and creates a para. And they can't create a para, means they have to take a haircut every 30 days. Para kohen gadol. V'hadlo yolif nazir olam mistam nazir. Right? If it's 30 days already, learn from stam nazir. Right? Mishum dehasam dinu dingum aleach mishum deshon lo yemein ziruso. Over there is talking where he finished his nazirus. So that's why he takes a haircut. Not because it was 30 days. Because stam nazirus is 30 days. When you're finished, you cut your hair. But over here, he's not finished with his Naziris. So how do you know he takes it after 30 days? The Kohen takes it every 30 days. He's not finished being a Kohen. Same thing over here. He's not finished being a Nazir. And still, because of the overgrowth, he takes a haircut. My ika binai l'shar achui. Have a motzi l'meimer. De inu motzi l'galcho b'misparayim. The iu dafka b'tar. Right, what's it called? The halacha on Sinai is that a nazir is not allowed to take a haircut with anything. Not even allowed to pull out his hair, we'll see. Even with his hands. But, the nazir olam, who is megaleach from time to time, has to do it with a razor. And the other ones can do it with a scissor.
Okay, that's the halacha of Moshe Sinai, that he's meiko betar, that he can cut his hair with a razor, right? Your hair of your head you can cut even with a razor, and you can cut it with a scissor too. So they can do it either way. He has to do it dafka betar. The ihu dafka meiko, the ihu dafka betar, the ihu dafka meiko, the hem yichol in the galdei hakol. They, if they want to get a baldy, they can get a baldy. He can. He just can lighten the load of his head, right? Thin it out. But he can't take off all his hair. That's the halacha Moshe Sinai. Mekel betar. He can lighten thin it out, and with a razor. Ela bistam giluach shiragilin b'nei melochim legaleach koboi mai binayu. They ain't darkum the galeach hakol. They came misparayim. But the Gemara's question is, lemaisa, there's still not too much of a difference, because their minig is also to do it with a tar and not to make their heads bald. So lemaisa, there's no difference between Avshalom and all the other ones. See the minig. Like, halacha wise, the Gemara could have said, yeah, there's a big difference. He can only do it with a razor, and he can only thin out his hair. But lemaisa, that's how they did it too. So let's say lemaisa, too much of a difference. Right, there's a big difference. He has to bring three korbanos when he takes a haircut every week, and they don't have to bring three korbanos when they take a haircut. Right, the Gemara says, right, he has to wait to bring his korbanos. That's what it means. Doesn't mean he has to wait till the afternoon. But since he has to bring the korbanos, he can't do it right away early in the morning. He has to wait till he finishes bringing his korbanos. Okay. May I did it tell you, what are these 40 years? Me'eze cheshbon hoysa hamedida. From when did they start counting these 40 years? That this was at the end of 40 years. Lekeitz mem sheshalu lemamelech me mardu shel Avshalom. The revolt of Avshalom. The Yisrael shemardu b'malchus beis David. Mona mi mardus Yisrael shemardu b'malchus shel olam the shalom melech. It was the 40th anniversary of when they first revolted against the Rabbanu shel olam to ask a king altogether, and now Avshalom is revolting against Malchus Beis David.